Talk Zone presents Consult Us on Business, featuring Frank Bisconti, the show that addresses the challenges of small business owners and helps those looking to become successful entrepreneurs. Here's your host for Consult Us on Business, Frank Bisconti.
Welcome to show number 5, where the show that offers business advice to small business owners and those thinking about starting their own businesses. You are welcome to call into the show at any time with business-related questions. Our number here is 888-GO-FOR-IT. That's 888-463-6748. If you have any questions at all, having to do with some ideas you might have about starting a businesses, challenges you might have in running your own business, feel free to call in. We'll get you on the air and we'll see if we can help you out a little bit. We have a great show lined up today with a very special guest that will be joining us in about 15 minutes, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about him at the end of this particular segment. And of course, if you're thinking about starting your own business, you need to get out there and buy my book that was recently released on Amazon.com titled, It's My Turn to Be an Entrepreneur, Everything You Need to Know Before You Start a Business. You can also ask me questions through TalkZone.com or find me through my website, www.consultusmp.com. You can also find me on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. So, what are we going to be up to this week? If you joined us last week, you know we spoke a little bit about President Obama's speech and tried to figure out exactly what it was going to mean for small business owners. One comment I made, because we did the show right after the speech, was that I believed that some of the incentives included in President Obama's plan would do very little in order to drive new jobs here in the United States. One of my takeaway points was that payroll tax reductions and incentives to hire new employees are really meaningless if a business's sales don't increase to generate a need for more employees. So after the speech, CNN went out and polled small business owners after the speech to see exactly what they thought of his speech. Keep in mind that small businesses here in America generate about 67% of the nation's new jobs over the last 15 years. So no one would think that if you are going to target a group to encourage hiring, it would certainly be them. They would be the group to speak to see exactly what they thought of the president's speech. I made the point last week, and subsequently, small business owners seem to have agreed that tax credits are nice for businesses that are already hiring and expanding, but they aren't going to motivate small business owners who do not have sufficient sales growth to support hiring of more people. A quick summary of the jobs bill, assuming that it passes, which is titled right now as the American Jobs Act, it would cut payroll taxes for small businesses in half to 3.1% on the first $5 million in wages. Also, if a business hires a new worker or gives an existing worker a raise, all payroll taxes will be waived. The Act would also extend a tax benefit, allowing businesses to write off their expenses more quickly. Well, when CNN went out and started to speak to small business owners, they wanted to see exactly what they thought those particular ideas, how they would translate to improving or affecting their small businesses. One person they spoke to was a man named Chris Zane. He was the owner and founder of a small bike shop up in Connecticut. And he said, and I quote, "Jobs are created when businesses have access to consistent cash needed to make payroll. I would have liked to hear about a plan that would provide incentives to the banks that open up their vaults to creditworthy small businesses." Now, small businesses, in order to pay payroll, have to have cash, and cash can come from one of two sources. They can either borrow money from a bank, or they can increase their sales, which would generate an increase in their cash flow, which in turn can be used to pay for additional employees. So obviously, Chris up in Connecticut, his big challenge is obviously they're not driving sales. They are seeing no significant increase in bicycle sales. And he also does not have access to bank funding in order to even consider the hiring of new people. So he is pretty much dead in the water right now. They also asked David Levine, the president of Wireless Environment, who needs access to capital as well, if he would be interested in ramping up his payroll. And he said, and I also quote, "We and many other small businesses could create many more jobs around our innovations if the banks went back to lending money." Well, it's fascinating because we hear a lot of rhetoric coming out of the federal government, how lending restrictions are slowly being eased. But what we seem to be hearing from small businesses is even if that is true, the lending is probably easing for larger businesses and not small businesses, thereby putting them in kind of a crunch in order to try to expand their businesses. So what do these last two statements tell us? It tells us that small businesses are actually willing to borrow money to hire new employees, but that interest rates or other incentives to borrow money simply are not in place to allow them to do this. Of course, many small businesses also want consumers to start opening up their wallets again, and we get into a catcher's catch can here. What comes first, the chicken or the egg? Should consumers start spending more money in order to drive sales? Or do businesses need to change their business models or find new verticals to create more sales in order to hire more people? And then when more people are employed, they in turn take their money and turn around and reinject it back into the economy through the purchasing process. We're not sure what's supposed to come first, but we do need to know that the economy needs to be driven up in order to drive employment, in order to drive sales, and that money will necessarily come back into the U.S. economy, because there is one thing that we know about Americans. Americans do not like to save money. As much as they may say they would like to save money and put it away, the reality is if you give somebody $1,000, the likelihood is they're going to spend either the entire $1,000 or something close to that buying goods and services, and that's fine. That's why the American economy is the largest in the world, because we have no fear of spending money. So the trick is, how do we put more money back into the hands of the American consumer? And one way is to get them hired, because the more money that they have from jobs that they work, the more money that they will spend. So it really is a very circle that we are going into right now. We almost feel like we're chasing our tail. But businesses do need to find ways to drive their sales in order to then hire more people. So to be fair to the president, you know, I asked the question to myself, and I went out and did a little bit of research. Did anyone really like the president's speech or the proposals that he was making? And the answer is yes. And even though I have made my politics clear on this show that I tend to lean to the right and I have a more conservative approach to how businesses and government should be run, I will give credit where credit is due, as I say that with tongue in cheek. Businesses that have larger payrolls absolutely love the president's speech. And why is that? Well, their payroll taxes are going to get cut without them needing to actually take any type of action. And certainly, they have no need to hire any new employees. This is a typical government plan. All it is going to do is to reduce the government's income by reducing payroll taxes, which in turn will generate no new jobs, and thereby it will increase the budget deficit. Now, I hope that didn't sound a little bit too convoluted, but the simple version is, if there is simply going to be an across-the-board payroll tax cut, and you have a small business that has 300 employees, you are simply cutting that business's payroll taxes by 3.1%. And those payroll taxes go to the government, and they are coming out of the pockets of the small business. So good for the small business, but bad for the government. And will it generate any new employees? Absolutely not. The business doesn't need new employees until their sales can increase. So what's the solution to the problem? I don't know. Maybe somebody has a very simple solution, and you're more than happy to call in, and we'll make sure that it gets to the White House. As I mentioned before, we are a cat right now chasing our tail because we need to drive the economy in order to hire more people, but we can't hire more people until the economy and businesses are doing better. So that's a challenge. Another point in news, we're going to get off that topic for just a second, is that small business confidence in the United States has fallen to a 13-month low in August as demand for consumer goods and services decreases. Confidence among U.S. small businesses dropped as fewer companies projected better economic conditions and improving sales. So one topic that we touched on last week is the stock market and how the stock market is really not driven so much by the value of stocks, but by consumer confidence. And here we have another example of decreasing confidence in the U.S. economy, where small businesses are now taking the position that they believe that the economic conditions and improving sales are going to continue to be slow, at least for the next 12 months. The National Federation of Independent Businesses has an optimism index, which also decreased to 88.1%, which was the weakest reading since July of 2010 and the sixth consecutive month where this index has decreased. The number of small business owners saying they expected the economy will improve over the next 6 months has now fallen to its lowest level since 1980. There simply is no confidence in the economy or the president's plan to turn this economy around and start driving it upward. There's a gentleman named William Dunkelberg. He is the chief economist for the National Federation of Independent Businesses, and he recently came out with a comment saying, with such a dim outlook, owners are not going to do a lot of hiring or expanding. Dunkelberg continued that small business owners have grown less confident that conditions will improve as stagnant job growth weighs on consumer sentiment. Households uncertain about the future won't engage in spending that would help lead us out of this recession. Now, there's a very subtle point to be made here. What this federation is really saying is that strong consumer confidence may be the trigger in order to start turning the country around, at least the economic side of the country. If consumer confidence is down, what is it going to take to get it back up? Well, one problem we seem to have is that there seems to be a lack of confidence in the president's plan, and Congress in general, citing that they really don't have the ability or are not showing the ability to put plans in place in order to come up with ways to increase confidence or increase new business activity here in the United States. So, you know, it really makes you think about the next election and what is it that is going to take voters in order to get their confidence back up. We're already coming to the end of the first segment. When we come back, we'll be talking to the sales and marketing supervisor for a fast-growing entrepreneurial company located down in sunny Florida. We'll talk to him about his company and what they're doing to expand in a contracting economy. This is Talk Zone, and we'll be right back.